Buying an REO. Buying an REO is like buying any other property. You make an offer to the lender. If it likes your offer, you've got a deal. If it doesn't, you can try to negotiate. Most lenders prefer all cash. That way they get rid of the property once and for all. This simply means that you have to go to a different lender to get financing. However, don't expect great financing on REOs. Typically, you'll be looking at 10% down or more, plus closing costs. On the other hand, some lenders recognize the fact that they will get less from a cash offer, so they agree to handle the financing themselves for a higher sales price. Sometimes they'll even throw in a cash credit toward having the property fixed up. If the lender handles the financing, you'll often get the benefits of a lower down payment and easier terms, plus, perhaps, some fix-up money. On the other hand, you'll probably pay more than you would if you were buying strictly for cash. Problems to expect when buying an REO. Expect distressed properties. They are more the rule than the exception. That means you have to be very careful to check out an REO and determine your cost to fix it up. Some properties are simply hopeless. A lender may give you a terrific deal on these, but beware of what you're getting. As is. Most REOs are sold as is, even if the lender has refurbished it. The lender seller makes no warranty to you of any kind. This means that later on, after the sale, if you discover a problem that costs $10,000 to fix, it's your headache, not the lender's. That's why the price is cheaper. Without disclosures. While most states now require sellers to provide disclosure statements, this regulation may not apply to a lender who is federally chartered. This type of lender may refuse to give you any kind of disclosure statement except one that the federal government requires, on lead, for example. After all, the lender itself may have next to no knowledge about the condition of the property. Or, if you do get a disclosure from a lender, it may disclose virtually nothing. The lender, claiming it knows nothing about the property. Once again, you're on your own. No repairs. Certainly, you'll want to get a home inspection. In fact, you'll want the most thorough inspector you can find. However, don't expect the lender to do anything toward correcting problems the inspector finds. Typically, beyond basic refurbishing, most lenders will make no repairs of any kind, even if the inspector finds safety issues. In that case, the lender may insist you sign a statement that you accept the property at your own risk. REOs offer profits, sometimes big profits, but they are certainly not without risks. I wouldn't recommend them for the very first-time investor, but once you've gotten your feet wet buying and selling a few properties, you may find that REOs are worth the challenge. Government repos. The government owns a tremendous amount of real estate, almost all of it in the form of houses. However, it doesn't want this property, so it's always trying to sell it. You can sometimes take advantage of these sales to get into a property at a bargain price. What follows is a list of the more popular government repo programs and how to acquire the properties. HUD repos. The Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, department takes back homes mainly through its Federal Housing Administration Program, or FHA. The FHA insures lenders who make loans. When a borrower defaults, the FHA makes good the loan to the lender, and it takes the property back. At any given time, it may have tens of thousands of repoed homes for sale across the country. You can check to see if there are any HUD homes in your area on the Internet at hud.gov. Since the homes come back mainly through the FHA program, and since that program has a maximum loan amount as of this writing of around $240,000, you're not likely to find many upscale properties here. Most are going to be in the moderate to low price range. Additionally, the homes may not be in the best condition. HUD usually does not fix up the properties. That means that they may be in anywhere from average to really bad shape. Don't be surprised at the terrible condition in which you may find a HUD home. Remember that the former owner lost the property to foreclosure, and there was little incentive to keep it up. Additionally, since that time, there may have been vandalism. VA repos. The Veterans Administration, or VA, has an extensive program of loan guarantees. Unlike HUD, which insures loans to lenders, the VA guarantees the performance of a loan to a lender. Actually, it guarantees only a small percentage of the top of the loan. If the borrower defaults, the VA pays off its guaranteed portion. However, rather than simply pay out cash, the VA, because it is determined that it is more profitable to do so, actually buys the property from the lender, who forecloses, and then resells it. Initially, only those veterans who qualify, were on active duty during specific time periods, can get VA loans in order to buy a home. After the VA has foreclosed, however, it opens the sale to anyone, veteran or non-veteran, investor or owner-occupant. As of this writing, the VA has over 21,000 homes for sale nationwide in its inventory, and it is averaging over 9 months to sell them. Fannie Mae properties. Fannie Mae, along with Freddie Mac, discussed next, are the main secondary lenders in the country. They underwrite most of the conventional, non-government insured or guaranteed mortgages that are made. What this means is that when you get a mortgage from, say, XYZ lender, the lender then, in effect, sells your mortgage to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, from which it receives enough money to go out and make additional mortgages. If, however, you fail to make your mortgage payments and fall into foreclosure, it's Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, through whatever lender happens to be servicing the mortgage at the time, that takes the property back. Those agencies then have to get rid of it, similar to the way in which HUD or the VA must dispose of their properties. This, again, can present an opportunity for investors. Freddie Mac properties. Like Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac offers single-family detached homes, condominium units, and townhouses. However, Freddie Mac often cleans and fixes up its homes before offering them for sale. If you want to submit an offer on a home for which you propose doing the fix-up work yourself, chances are the Freddie Mac will still, at the least, clean up the property to some extent before you buy it. Through its Home Steps program, Freddie Mac will offer homes to owner-occupants at competitive interest rates with 5% low-down payments and no mortgage insurance. It will also offset some of the title and escrow costs. These homes, however, are almost all competitively priced at market. Freddie Mac homes are offered through a select group of lenders. To find out more about them, check out the website homesteps.com.